ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The federal government has dropped the first financial seeds of its Future Made in Australia push, which it hopes will help the critical minerals industry flourish. Two projects in Queensland and South Australia are the beneficiaries of almost $600 million in government loans, which also aim to bolster the nation's sovereign manufacturing capability. One of those projects is with Alpha HPA. It's a high purity alumina business based in Gladstone in Queensland, a region really transforming away from fossil fuel intensive industries. High purity alumina is critical in the manufacturing of LED lighting and many other things too. Rimas Kairatis is the managing director of Alpha HPA and he's our guest. Welcome.
Oh, thanks, Patricia.
You've secured $400 million in funding to establish Australia's first sovereign large scale commercial high purity alumina manufacturing plant. What does that look like?
Well, it's a huge boost for our business. We currently operate a smaller scale high purity alumina manufacturing facility on the same project site in Gladstone, and we have been preparing for a major scale up to manufacture, I guess, our range of high purity alumina materials, which requires a significant capital requirement, and the funding announced from the Australian government yesterday is a significant proportion of that capital and gives us a massive boost. And
why can't you do it without government help?
I think the critical mineral sector, and in particular the high technology sector that Alpha operates in, is a pretty nuanced sector with respect to how markets operate. Typically, Australia is very used, particularly in the resources sector and the mineral sector, to have an implied value of product in the ground, and customers are broadly ready to buy that material as soon as the material is ready, mined and ready and refined and ready to be sold, and therefore they're fairly, you know, readily, easily to bank and to lend against. Because critical minerals, and in particular our products, high purity alumina, are so specific and so technically complicated, the banking process is therefore complicated. And, you know, the banking team that we've been working with on the Australian government side has spent 18 months working closely with us to understand the markets and the requirements of our customers and our capability, and providing, you know, what I think, you know, really comprehensive funding package for us.
And 200 jobs will be created. Will you be able to retrain workers from fossil fuel industries?
We will. We actually already are. We already employ about 50 people on our project site in Gladstone, many of which are from legacy industries, you know, in the Central Queensland district, which includes fossil fuels and coal mining.
And on the kind of, you know, terms of the loan, how do you pay it back? How does it work?
It's a standard, you know, standard amortizing repayment. The business will be strongly profitable because the materials that we're making, you know, are highly valuable as they go through that sort of high purity refining process. We'll be paying the loan back over a term of 11 years, which is extremely, you know, which is favourable for the business and allows us time to get the project up, running and operating smoothly. But we do expect to comfortably repay the loan and include a substantial return for our shareholders as well.
It's really interesting. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks, Patricia.
That's Rimas Kairatis joining us there. He is the managing director at Alpha HPA, one of the companies to benefit from this Made in Australia policy the government wants to legislate as well, and already handing out some of those funds that they want to get businesses engaged in to try and create this sovereign capability.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.